of crystals. And now I want to tell a little story about why you would ever want to know the Helmholtz free energy. And because I have this list of things you can calculate, the only one that's really very easy to measure in my list is the specific heat. I also have the pressure in it, but the specific heat and the bulk modulus are two things that are relatively easy to measure. The bulk modulus, you put the apply pressure from all sides and see how much the crystal changes size. And specific heat, I described before, you heat it up and see how much energy you need to raise the temperature. But the Helmholtz free energy is relevant in an experiment where you take a crystal and you heat it up. And the Helmholtz free energy is the energy that will be minimized when you have a system that you hold at constant temperature. The internal energy is a system goes to the lowest internal energy if you hold the entropy constant. But it's hard to hold the entropy constant. It's much easier to hold the temperature constant. So if you have a system, you hold it at constant temperature, then it will go to the minimum of the free energy, not the minimum of the internal energy. So if you have a material like quartz, if you heat it up, it goes through a number of phase transitions. So first you have alpha quartz, and then at 573 degrees, it turns into beta quartz. And these two have different crystal structures and also different properties. So for instance, alpha quartz is piezoelectric. It's used in these quartz crystal oscillators, in a watch or something like that. There's an oscillator where you set the time base using quartz. And if you heat that up above 573 degrees, it's not piezoelectric anymore. It doesn't work. So they have a different crystal structure. You heat it higher, it goes through another structural phase transition to a different crystal structure with a different density. And then it goes through another phase transition to a cubic crystal structure, and eventually it melts. And I didn't find the free energy for quartz, but I found the free energy for some other materials. So this actually doesn't match quartz, but it's qualitatively the same kind of thing. What this is a calculation of the free energy of a material for different crystal structures. So you just take the atoms and put them in the different crystal structures and use this mass spring model, and you calculate the phonon dispersion relationship, and then you calculate the density of states, and from that you calculate the temperature dependence of the free energy. You plot it as a function of temperature, and then you take the same atoms and you rearrange them into a different crystal structure and do it again. And what happens is that first one has got the lowest free energy, and then at a certain temperature, another one takes over. This blue one takes over from the black one. And then later, the red one takes over from the blue one. And finally, this green one, which is the liquid, has got the lowest free energy. So there are a number of structural phase transitions going on. As you heat it up, a different crystal structure has the lowest free energy. And I chose quartz as an example because the phonons dominate the free energy of insulators. If you take a metal, then there's some energy stored in the electrons and some energy stored in the phonons. You can also say there's some energy stored in light, right? Because we talked about photonic crystals, and there was some energy stored in the light. But when you calculate it, the contribution from the light is very small. So the phonons and the electrons dominate. In an insulator where there are no free electrons, the electrons aren't important. And you can calculate the structural phase transitions of an insulating material by calculating the temperature dependence of the free energy for the different crystal structures that this insulator will take on. So this is a nice application of what you can do if you can calculate the phonon density of states.